ready. Let's do this. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to our podcast, Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere.
Yes.
I am Joel F. Gardner.
Yeah.
And this is Derek Sweet.
I am Derek Sweet.
And that was the introduction to our podcast.
Yeah. Good job that week.
That actually was a great job.
Yeah, I thought that was a good intro.
It's funny. Do you ever go back and listen to these podcasts at all?
Like no. I usually just listen to them once.
Listen to them once? Yeah, it's funny because I just me capturing it and uploading it and stuff. I've noticed that you can be really critical of yourself, and I've noticed how much I say like and whatnot, and it is ridiculous how much I say that.
Yeah, you should. I guess you should say that last. You just said it twice right
there.
Well,
right at the beginning, I was just about to say and whatnot, and I stopped myself and said stuff.
What does whatnot mean anyways?
I have no fucking
idea. Let's analyze that word, what and not.
And whatnot.
And whatnot.
It's supposed to mean, like, other things, I guess, or in reference to what you're already talking about.
Yeah, things that are similar to what you're already talking about. Why is that whatnot?
Whatnot.
Who the fuck came up with that?
I have no idea, man.
All right, let's just get on with it. We need to talk about some things or whatnot.
And whatnot, of course. Why not just start off with video games like we always do?
Yeah. Dead Rising 2!
Which I am proudly going to say that I'm going to trade in a couple games to therefore acquire Dead Rising 2 brand new. So fucking suck a dick, THQ and Autodesk, because I guess I'm now using the used game industry for my advantage.
Oh, I see. I know. I get what you're referencing. I was like, you're trading in some THQ games? Like, what piece of shit THQ games have you bought?
Well, I'm trading in old games, and I'm not buying a THQ game.
You should trade in. You got UFC, right?
I should trade in UFC.
Yeah,
but I actually liked UFC 2009, and they didn't have that whole code in that version.
The demo for EA MMA just came out.
I noticed that, yeah.
But anyways, let's stay on topic here. What's the topic?
Oh yeah, Dead Rising 2. I haven't got it yet, so I'm on my way after we're done here to go do my little deed, and then I will have purchased it.
I've probably put about 3 to 4 hours into it so far, and I would say pretty awesome. Pretty much one thing that I'm disappointed in is that it seems like the same experience. I'm like, really? Am I running around a mall again? Like, why am I in a mall? I was just on a game show. So it's kind of weird that way. But, the whole thing takes place in a mall again, which I guess it wouldn't be Dead Rising if you weren't going through random malls and going through their inventory. But anyways, I've put about 3 or 4 hours into it so far, and proud to say I haven't lost a single survivor yet. I've had to reload.
Nice.
I've had to reload a few times.
Are you going to... Yeah, okay, you're going to do it that way.
Well, I didn't mean to. I just
saved
survivors.
Oh, because
survivors.
You failed. Yeah. You failed a task or something.
I saved survivors, and then I'd be running for the next main objective, and then I'd be 3 steps away, and it'd be like, out of time, and I'd be like, oh my God. So you have the option
of
continuing.
You're already in the safe house, or you're like talking about like just about to open the safe house?
I've been in the safe house for a long time.
And they failed.
Yeah, I'm in the safe house. I'm literally 3 steps away from pressing B and opening the door to starting the cinematic to start the next main plot sequence.
That's classic Dead Rising, though, man.
3 steps away, though. Yeah, no, I know.
I've had how many times I had to restart the original Dead Rising before I actually finished the game.
So far, I'll definitely say it's improved on every front except for the inventory system, which is still pure shit.
Still crap.
I just hate...
I didn't expect them
just
to change that
to get
from the demo, though.
All your bats and all your juices together is a task. Like,
yeah.
You have to do,
but there's
like,
something I like about that. Knowing where you have to go to get your equipment in order to go out and start
wrecking
shit.
I mean once you've already got them in your inventory, just getting them alongside each
other in itself
is a task, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just, why can't there just be a quick sort that says, put all of my identical objects
together
so that when one bat runs out, I'm not all of a sudden using juice, you know?
And like, you're already wailing on X, and so
drink
the juice right away.
Exactly.
Fuck!
That's the one thing, that's my huge complaint about Dead Rising, is that inventory system is so crap. But, you know, it's a challenge, I guess, if you want to say bad gameplay mechanics are a challenge. But one thing I am finding out is that it's a lot easier because the people that you're rescuing aren't retarded anymore.
Yeah, and I noticed that in the demo as well. They were a lot smarter and didn't get caught by zombies within 2 seconds. And
so apparently
dying
one of the
right
big,
away.
One of the big challenges of Dead Rising 1 was dealing with retarded AI. I forgot that because I'm just like, I haven't lost a single person yet, and all my timers now are like way full. Like I have tons of time to get to every objective where I've saved right now. So,
except for obviously the main objective where you fail twice.
Right. No, yeah, I've had to reload. I'm just saying, at my point in my save game right now, I got lots of time left on everything. But anyways, the combo system, comboing items, amazing. You get so much more experience for using combo items, so it's really fun. I've combined a fire extinguisher and a water gun to make a snowball shooter.
Yeah, there were a few in the demo that I finally figured out after playing a while.
Did you get the snowball shooter?
Not the snowball shooter, no, but the spray can and the pylon.
Yeah, playing...
Which is, like, useless.
Playing K-Zero and playing the actual game. The actual game seems to have, like, at least twice as many combinable objects. Like, things
I
that...
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere you go, there's combinable objects. I'm like, whoa, what do you combine that with? But, yeah, the snowball shooter is awesome because you shoot zombies and they freeze.
Oh, nice.
And then you shoot them again and they shatter and you get tons of points for it. And it's, like, a huge spray of snowballs, so it's wicked.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
I'm still dying to find out what happens when you combine a shotgun with a rake. What the fuck is that going to be?
You haven't done the shotgun with a rake. Well, yeah. You got the shotgun with a pitchfork, right?
Pitchfork, that's what I meant.
Well, you haven't got the shotgun with a pitchfork?
That's what the main boss of K-Zero had, right?
Yeah, that's what he had. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What is it?
Well, you can either the hard attack or the strong attack is like you jab him and then pull him up in the air and just boom!
Nice.
They go off or...
Wicked. Anyways, it's great. I'm loving it so far. I haven't seen a boss yet. Oh, no, there's one boss I haven't fought yet, but...
You haven't fought yet?
Yeah, he's too strong. I'm waiting to get stronger, then I'll...
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm hoping to make it through it without having to restart. Dead Rising 1 I never made through the first time, but I'm hoping with that
it
little...
It was impossible to make through the first time.
Yeah,
there's
I'm hoping
no
with
way.
That little level 5 jump that I got off K-Zero, I'm hoping... And if I rescue enough people, I should be...
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can make it through the whole game without restarting. We'll see.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So anyways, what else on gaming? There's...
Well, I got the new Death Bank, which was a shock. New Death Bank.
Yeah.
Already. At first, I thought they were going to make an add-on, and then... Sure enough, last week, or when was it? This week? Can't even remember. Beginning of this
week. Last week.
We
didn't talk about this in the podcast last week?
I don't think so. If we did, I apologize, but...
Yeah, either way.
Either way, I was just shocked that it was like a new Death Bank right away.
Yeah.
And
clearly
still
they could
the same.
Both as one game. But
both as one game, or even just this as an add-on. And because there's no improvements to the game at all.
Does
still
first
the
game
same
flow
shitty
into the
inventory
second?
System, and
yeah.
still the same AI issues, and...
Does the first game flow into the second? Does the
yeah,
story
oh yeah, the story can continues, I guess you could say. There's it's not necessarily a continuation, but there's definite blatant references to the first game.
So is it possible that they meant to make a $60 retail game that they've split up into like four
I'm
or five
thinking
DLC
that, yeah.
chapters?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
It's interesting. I'd like to research that.
Yeah, because it was I didn't even know it was coming out, and all of a sudden it was like boom there. So that was yeah, I'm still playing it. It's kind of one of those what I call like zombie games. Not that there's zombies in the game at all, which is another issue I wouldn't mind talking about. But just that fact that I'm not thinking about it in any way. It's just I'm going, I'm doing my task, I'm just pressing my buttons, and there's no thought at all put into it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I can see that's part of the reason I didn't get it, actually, is I felt it was just a little bit too much hack and slash.
Yeah.
I like hack and slash, but...
There's some kind of puzzles you have to solve, but they're so simple that, again, you just kind of... If you just follow the path and go to areas you haven't been to before, you'll eventually just solve the puzzle that you're supposed to solve, you know?
The big attraction is the loot, right? It's like a Diablo clone?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except the... Like I said, the inventory system is horrendous.
Harsh. Well, that's the worst if you're playing a loot game.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I love the art style.
Nice.
It's good. I'm looking forward to Game Feast. I'm going to write a review of Game Feast and...
Game Feast again?
Well, it's games like Hydrophobia. For some reason, they only include some games, which is like weird.
Yeah.
But like Hydrophobia...
Comic
What's
Jumper.
The big ones? Yeah, Comic Jumper and a couple others, which never really heard of, but didn't get me too excited.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean,
I didn't pick up any of these Summer of Arcade titles. I got Limbo.
Wait, dude, you got Limbo, and you got, what was the other?
Lara Croft.
Well, Castlevania, Lara Croft.
Lara Croft and Limbo were the only two I got. I was going to get Deathspank. I was going to get
Sonic 4.
Shank. I was going to get Sonic 4. I didn't get any of these.
I got Shank. Got Deathspank. Yeah, Sonic 4, I only played the demo, and I wasn't impressed enough to want to buy it. It's only 800 points, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That might be worth looking into. I say just get an original Sonic.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, that's the thing. It's like those games, it's not like I would remember those old ones. I've completely forgotten everything about
yeah.
them.
It'd yeah, exactly.
Playing Sonic 4 and playing Sonic 1 would be the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So what so again, now Red Dead has announced their latest add-on, which is going to be, surprise, surprise, zombies.
Yeah, more zombies.
More zombies.
People love their zombies.
And the big announcements of the zombie, yes, zombies will be included in Black Ops.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't get me wrong, I fucking love zombies, man, but why is it that all of a sudden zombies just make a game that much better? But and then I'm asking myself the question, for some reason they do.
I got my theory on zombies. This is it, man. It's guilt-free human slaughtering.
Yeah, I
think
that is it.
People love slaughtering tons and tons of humans.
Something that
and it's
represents
guilt-free.
Humans, pretty much.
Which, you know, this isn't a spoil at all. It's one of the coolest things about Dead Rising 2 is there actually is a zombie rights movement group.
Nice, really?
I loved it. Yeah, they're like, these are infected people. What are you doing? You're slaughtering them like you don't give a shit about them. And I was like, wow, that's actually an interesting perspective. It is
wow,
true. They are just
yeah.
sick,
are just
infected humans.
Infected humans.
So, but that's the thing is people, it's guilt-free. You look at them as monsters, not as people. So even though
it
they're even
fun.
More defenseless than normal people.
They're even more defenseless. Yeah, that's great.
But so because people love driving a car down the sidewalk in Grand Theft Auto. We've all done it. We all love it.
It's one of the first things I did.
And zombie killing is guilt-free Grand Theft Auto play.
For some reason, there's still a lot of guilt-free in Grand Theft Auto, too.
Yeah, I guess.
but I definitely see your point. I think you are right. It yeah. is just, I don't know, yeah, something a little more satisfying with killing a zombie than killing a human.
Then there is also a lot of there is just a lot of fun mowing down a large number of anything, and zombies always seem to come in large numbers.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
yeah.
I think what makes it fun is if you were killing a shitload of rabbits, that'd be pretty fun too. Zombie rabbits would
zombie
be
zombie rabbits. Oh man. A lot of good TV came out this week.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about all the premieres.
A lot of premieres. Well, we already talked about It's Always Sunny, which was 2 weeks ago, which last episode is very disappointing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought it was better than the first one, but I don't know. My standards were lowered and yours were raised.
Yeah,
so
I guess
that's
so, yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah.
yeah.
But my expectations, not standards, I meant. Sorry, my expectations of what... So, anyways, but... Office
was new, yeah.
The opening to Office was awesome.
Was great, yeah. And I was actually the whole episode was definitely better, a lot better than last season. Last season was just nothing but a huge disappointment. But
yeah, I've already kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah, well, there you go. That just says a lot about it right there.
I've been watching. Kelsey's been watching Old Office again, and I've been loving it. I can't believe how funny it is.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Him and, like, seriously,
well, Steve Carell is awesome, and this is what I was going to say about the opening of the latest episode, was that I actually read an interview about the director that did that episode, and he's talking about the opening scene and how they did it and blah, 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 and how mm-hmm. they had to coordinate everybody, and when it came to Steve Carell, he said, well, all we really did was just give Steve his magic props, and just he did Steve does what Steve does.
Wow.
And the guy's like, whoa, like, so you just that whole thing was improv? He's like, well, 90% of what Steve does is pretty much improv.
Wow.
And you can kind of tell that when you see like just the clips of him on his desk and shit, like you can tell it's just kind of Steve just being in character and going off, and
he's
them
amazing.
Just taking the best parts of the 10 minutes of him just doing what he does, you know.
He was always one of my favorites when he was on Daily Show.
Yeah, he was great on The Daily Show.
And I can see that. You know what I've been noticing a lot when I watch? I've been watching tons of it. One of the funniest things he does is the intermittent smiles in the middle of a sentence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll be talking and he'll smile in mid-sentence, and then because he'll feel very proud of what he just said, even though it was retarded.
Yeah.
And
I love when he does that and looks at the camera, like the office camera or something. Look at the camera and give a little smirk. It's so funny.
Yeah, no, his little smiles are really funny. They only last about half a second. They're like, smile.
I can't believe they're actually thinking about continuing the show without him, because...
Yeah, well, Ricky Gervais is a pretty big power hitter to bring in.
I don't know. That's confirmed. That's confirmed. A negative rumor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ricky Gervais being on it. That's confirmed.
Honestly,
not true.
The American Office should have ended after 5 seasons at the most. Season 5 should have been the last season. It would have been amazing. 6 was too far. And what is it? 7 now?
This is either 6 or it's 7. I can't remember. I think last season was 5. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I think they passed their prime a while ago. But that's kind of American television, man. A lot of shows. They would never have the balls to do what Ricky Gervais did with the original, which
this
was...
This is season 7, I'm telling
you. Oh, it is
you.
Season
yeah,
7,
it
eh?
It should have ended on 5.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
Here's a list
yeah,
of
you are right.
It
should have ended on 5.
Yeah, let's just move on. We got so much to talk about. Eastbound and Down. What were your
Eastbound
thoughts?
Eastbound and Down. Which I thought was okay. It wasn't great. I was kind of shocked by the cockfighting. Were you not?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I mean, it's not a huge spoiler. There's cockfighting in this episode, but they showed like it.
Yeah, well, they show chickens fighting,
and then there's
cut
a
away,
dead,
and
then, yeah,
and then
there's
a
dead body. But they still those chickens are fucking going at it, man.
You can train chickens to do that, I think.
And not hurt each other?
Yeah, they hug over.
How
well
do you know chickens?
It's like wrestling, man. There's like a wrestling chicken.
You spend a lot of time with chickens?
It's professional wrestling chickens, I'm telling you. They're in the back, they're hugging, they're choreographing the whole thing.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I find it hard to believe that HBO could have a show. Is it HBO or Showtime?
Yeah, it's HBO.
I find it hard to believe HBO could have a show that had real chicken fighting in it.
That's true, and you
got to
think about it. Like they do, obviously,
American TV
shows a lot of illegal acts being
right, but they're simulated illegal acts, and there's super huge laws
supposedly
about what you're allowed animals to do. Right? And I don't know. I didn't see anything that said no animals are harmed in the making of this episode. At the end, that wasn't there. I didn't see it. So,
it was kind of weird though. Like not the fact that it's kind of almost like a reboot. Like he's just in a whole new place, and there wasn't much reference to the first season, except for like a little spice here and there. But I don't know, maybe they're just bringing it back slowly.
This is what I'll say. I didn't laugh a whole lot at this first episode, but it did set up an interesting plot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm going to watch more of it.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost like a pilot episode where it's kind of like a whole new setup now.
Yeah.
Which I, yeah.
And on the exact opposite note, Bored to Death.
I didn't watch. I started watching the first half and then I got distracted. And Bored to Death is, you know, I've seen a couple episodes from the first season and it was just kind of so-so for me. And so I just didn't ever find the time to fit it into my TV watching schedule.
Yeah, I found it funny enough that I was like, I hope a second season come. And I was glad when I saw a second season. And I will say I laughed hard, like, at over 10 times.
There's some great characters on it.
And that super tall chick from 30 Rock was in it. Not 30 Rock, 3rd Rock from the Sun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had a part in it. She played an S&M mistress. Like,
she's great, man.
Dominatrix, yeah. She was awesome. I watched the episode, and I laughed a lot, but it was, like, the exact opposite of Eastbound and Down. It was, like, I laughed a lot, but it didn't leave me going, man, I got to watch more Bored to Death. Right?
Yeah,
I got to see what happens in this story, because it was still just... individual cases. Every episode, if you don't know what the story is, it's Jason Schwartzman plays a writer who has his second novel rejected and starts taking on private investigator work to pay the bills.
Isn't that what his novel's about? Private
yeah, and then
PI
he starts
or,
writing about it too. And the writer of the show is Jonathan Ames, and that's the name of the character that Jason Schwartzman plays. So
yeah.
I think the suggestion is that Jonathan Ames really did start doing
a little bit
of private work. Yeah.
Biography.
And Ted Danson's in it, and he's really funny. Zach Galifianakis is in it. He's very funny in it as well. Ted Danson steals the show, in my opinion.
Zach kind of reverts back to the same kind of character, though, in everything that he's in, I feel.
I know. I'm not a huge Zach Galifianakis fan, to tell you the truth. I think he's... I have some of my comedian friends worship him.
Really?
Yeah. And I've never...
I've never heard any of his... Like, he does stand-up. I've never heard any of his stand-up.
Oh, yeah. He brings a grand piano on stage and
really?
Plays along. Yeah. He's a weird act, right? It's some one-liners, and it's a lot of randomness, which I usually love that kind of stuff. There's a guy named Chris Gordon and Amanda Perrin in Calgary, both of them. I love their comedy. They are both so hugely inspired by Zach Galifianakis, and I'm like, I'm always just like, I'm not laughing a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's an awesome guy and everything. And
he does funny stuff.
Yeah. But
I can't really comment because I've never seen his stand-up, so I don't know.
Yeah, no.
What'd you think of Dexter, man?
Dexter, I thought, was really in your face. Well, first of all, I want to say, did everybody on the cast get cancer? I mean, I know. What's the main guy? Michael C. Hall or Scott?
No, you're
Scott. The main guy that plays Dexter got cancer. I know that, and you can totally tell because he's wearing a
Michael
wig.
Yeah, it's Michael C. Hall.
They flash back between episodes shots filmed with Rita, and you can totally tell his hair is different. So he's definitely wearing a wig. But everybody on the cast looked like they lost 10 pounds. It was
just having sympathy cancer.
Sympathy weight loss. I don't know. But anyway, so the episode itself, I thought, was really in-your-face writing, and I kind of...
You commented to me before that you thought it was new writers, but then I actually checked on it, and it is the original two dudes, man.
I felt that there was some subtlety lost. I will say definitely the Disneyland Mickey Mouse hat was awesome touch.
Yeah.
We won't say specifically what, but that was...
That was great.
That was classic Dexter right there. That scene was amazing, and...
I didn't understand. His motivation was kind of weak to me in order for what actually happened in the episode in terms of what he did. I didn't seriously. He was just kind of acting stupid. Like he's normally so rational.
Let's just ruin it. Let's spoil alert. If you're gonna watch it, stop listening now because we can't talk about this without saying what happened.
That's true. Well, yeah, I guess so. Kinda. Dexter leaves town. It's not even a huge spoiler. He goes to leave town.
Like, he leaves everything behind and, you know, like, leaves his baby and Aster.
And this is in the midst of an investigation of the death of his wife, and FBI have questions. And I just, to me, Dexter is so rational that he would never just put himself into such a suspect role, you know? Like, he'd never put himself into that much danger.
That's true. That's true for sure. His reasoning was that he was too much of a risk to the people around him. So he had to lose, people being in his life meant that they might possibly die. So he had to leave because he was a monster and they were all better off without him. And he came to the conclusion that he wasn't and had to go back. And I thought the season would be really cool if this was the season that he was on the run and people knew what he did and knew who he was finally.
Yeah. And I'm still waiting for that to happen, man.
That would have been the one twist that would have really made me go, okay, this season's kicking in high gear. This is something to watch now. But now that he just went, now that it was just one episode of being on the run and coming back.
It definitely didn't have me excited for the season. There was nothing set up, like you said. It's just.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would have way rather had the premise you just set up, that's for sure. That would have been a wicked season.
What else? Outsourced, replaced Parks and Rec. That is
Parks
the
and Rec.
Worst.
I don't know if I replaced it in terms of
in the fall season.
In the fall season, but Parks and Rec isn't canceled.
No, yeah, Parks and Rec is coming back in the spring season, which I don't know. Is that a demotion to a show? Is that considered being demoted when you leave the fall season? I think so, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Parks and Rec is one of the funniest fucking shows on TV. That is absolutely ridiculous that this show is not.
I didn't watch Outsourced. How was it?
Outsourced was okay. It was super racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could kind of see it being that in your face, but bad, like it's really bad kind of.
If you take
Russell
Peters' first album turned into a TV show, you got Outsourced. Seriously. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not trying to cast dispersions about Russell Peters. He did do a racial album. That was his first CD.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, and he's doing what he does now. But I found it quite, it was like I laughed at times. But oh my God, compared to Parks and Rec, you got to be kidding me. Parks and Rec was so, like, Ron Swanson is one of the funniest characters that's ever been on TV.
And even Community, the opening episode, you didn't watch it, eh?
No.
Well, Betty White was in it, and...
Yeah, what is Betty White not in these days?
Yeah, it's just, I'm so sick of Betty White.
I can't believe
it was just an unnecessary part. It was just a one-episode thing, and...
I can't believe she did this at the end of her career like this. Now she's going to be remembered as the hack grandma that got pulled out at the end.
Yeah.
If she had just done that Saturday Night Live performance and then cut it,
yeah.
maybe done one serious movie afterwards, she would have been a legend.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
She is a legend. I'm sorry. Betty White is a legend, but still.
She's still great, but I'm just
why
sick
is she doing
of seeing
Snickers
her
commercials
and everything.
And
well, she has her own sitcom now. About, I think, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's been canceled or not, I thought it was about...
Maybe she wants to do it, you know, I don't want to be too hard on her, maybe she's like, wants this excitement in the end of her life, and she has, it's not like Golden Girls was the epitome
true,
of...
True, but I'm just
of
sick
art.
Of, I'm just sick of seeing this like, oh, it's supposed to be funny and great because it's Betty White,
yeah.
you know, like...
She's already played out the irony of her...
Exactly,
of her...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, and nothing else besides that really happened in the show. So, you know, Community last year I thought was great. And if you haven't seen the paintball episode, holy shit. That's
funny.
Like, it's so funny, man.
Nice.
Really funny.
Well, we still got more to go through here. 30 Rock, did you watch that?
I gave up on 30 Rock after second season.
Really?
It just kind of was like, just became too formulaic. And like,
yeah.
it just...
it still is.
You could predict everything that's happening, and all the characters still act the same. And
there was one wicked part where, like, at the beginning of the season, the Tina Fey's calling all the characters, and they're catching up on as if 3 months had just passed and you didn't see. It's like, what happened in your summer, right?
Yeah.
And Jack asks her, what happened in your summer? She goes, get this, my gynecologist killed himself. And Jack goes, hey, I'm back. I really love... The opening was really funny, because it was like, it was very 30 Rock, and at the end of the opening, she goes, all right, season 5, here we go. And then it's like, dun, dun, the music starts.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a good little opening. It was, I would say, just as good as the Office opening. Like,
the premise of 30 Rock was great, but like I said, I just got sick of it after a couple seasons.
Yeah, Family Guy did a 45-minute
didn't
murder
watch it.
Mystery.
That's another show that I just gave up on a
Family
long time
Guy
ago.
Is, you try, I, like, honestly, Family Guy is hilarious. It cannot last more than 20 minutes. Anytime I've ever seen
you
a Family Guy movie
so
or anything.
Sick of it, man.
Yeah, it's like you can start predicting what the jokes are going to be.
Yeah.
Because... Not that it's not great. It's just that 20 minutes, man. 20 minutes is the max. And
once every couple months, maybe.
Hey, there's a game coming out that Todd McFarlane's doing. Did we talk about it? We didn't talk about it.
No,
that.
What's he doing?
We'll talk about it next time. We'll figure it out.
All right, yeah, because I know nothing about that.
I just saw something. It's like Todd McFarlane designed a game that's coming out really soon.
Really? That'll be interesting for sure.
That's a total tangent. I think we covered everything. South Park starts next week. I can't wait for that. And yeah. We got to wrap this up. I got to go eat some burgers.
Well, I just want to talk about something else I saw this week, which was Predators.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which was, I was really excited about at first, even though I heard some bad.
Is this a TV show about Predators?
No, Predators, the latest movie.
It's a movie I didn't know.
Well, you know what Predator is.
I know what Predator is. I didn't know there was a new movie. I don't see movie trailers. I don't watch TV. All I do is play games and download shows.
This one was Robert Rodriguez. Originally wrote the screenplay for this movie long ago, like when the first like two movies came out, and finally just he produced this latest one. He didn't direct it. I think it was even the screenplay was rewritten, and so this film comes out, and yeah, it was just so unnecessary. You know, there was just no need whatsoever for this film to be made because there was nothing new brought to the table. There was no new explanation as to where the predators really came from or anything like that. It was just predators hunting guys in the jungle, which was what the first one was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely don't want to recommend this movie. If you want to watch a Predator movie, go back and watch Predator 1 or even 2 for that matter, because even that took place in the city, you know, and it was something different. It was at least a different landscape, you know what I mean?
I don't remember Predator 2 sucking. I thought it was good, wasn't it?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great either, though. It wasn't awesome, but it's still a watchable movie, definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about all these remakes and sequels and are we just running out of ideas?
Even the original, the supposedly original ideas like Avatar are rehashes of
others.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson said it, man. Everything's been said before. Nothing left to say anymore.
Yeah.
It's true. Everything they've said that over and over. All art
is
just the same ideas rehashed for a modern audience.
That reminds me of Dexter, actually, and how I remember how I had the idea for Dexter like 2 years before Dexter actually fucking came out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Dexter came out, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sakes, what?
For people that didn't get what he just said there, Joel pitched the idea of Dexter to me like a year or two before it came out, like before anybody had ever heard of Dexter. Joel's like, yeah, I'm going to make this show about a serial killer, but he only kills bad people because he has a conscience about killing.
Yeah.
It's like that, and then it happened. So if you have a good idea... Lesson of the day, fucking do it.
Do it now.
Don't wait.
Do it now. The whole thing actually inspired me to write something kind of about this whole subject. I won't say more than that because I don't want somebody to go out and fucking steal that shit. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it definitely inspired me to write something new, which is awesome. And I hope it turns out well. It seems to be going good so far. We'll see.
Wicked. I look forward to seeing, hearing, and knowing what it is.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my first short film produced. Hopefully that'll be happening late 2011. I got some good guys that just signed on board, which is looking promising, man. Going to be shooting out in Vancouver. So that's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to that.
Cool.
More on that later, hopefully. And, yeah, you want to eat some burgers?
Yeah.
I actually got a burger at home waiting for me, too. I wouldn't mind.
Nice. Yeah, I just want to say a couple things before we go. Anybody that's in Calgary, I am at Yuck Yucks all week this week, Thursday through Saturday, 5 shows.
Nice.
2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday. It's my first week at the club as a rostered act, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Right on. You got any new material?
There's going to be some. I'm going to be playing the song. For sure.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so we'll
yeah.
be doing that if the audience is good. I got this new thing where I bring out the guitar and I go, if you're good, I'll play this. Like,
you
show me
good.
That you have a real sense of humor and you don't want to listen to hack comedy, then I will play an awesome song for you at the end. But
and you got to listen to, I just saw Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah,
I talked to somebody about this before. It's fucking awesome. It's 2 hours long, which is a huge problem for me, but some of the stuff that he has on, it's awesome. He often has like... Doug Stanhope was on it last week, which I know you opened for him.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I think
yeah,
you would
I'd
love
it.
You could talk a lot about comedy shit. And
yeah,
whatnot.
No, I would. It sounds awesome. I'd love to hear it.
But yeah, this is the end of our podcast. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, just Yucks this week, 8 o'clock and 10:30 shows, and then Going to Hell Sundays on Sunday. Please come down to Balance Lounge downtown on 16th Ave, 14th Street. Please support this room. It's been going okay, but we need more people to come out. We need people there badly, especially my friends like Joel, who says he's going to come and doesn't come.
I got limited time, motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess you have a baby and stuff. So,
man, I swore a lot in that last podcast.
Did you swear a lot in this one?
I was trying to keep it down. Well, I'll have to go back and see.
Did you say whatnot?
I
didn't hear
I don't
any
think
whatnots.
I said any whatnots, man.
Nice. No likes or whatnots. Cool.
I'll have to see the likes. Likes are really hard to pick up on.
Cool.
Because you don't really notice. You kind of just likes are thrown in like everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and whatnot.
And whatnot shit.
All right.
Yeah, I'm Joel Garner.
I'm
you
Derek
can check
Sweet.
Me out on joelgarner.com. Derek at DerekSweet.com.
Yep.
Same Twitter shit. Or no, Derek Sweet Comedian.
Sweet Comedian, yep.
I'm Joel Garner. And
the opening music was
by
Dan Gary.
Oh, yeah, who did the opening music this week?
Dan Gary.
Buddy of yours,
awesome
comic.
Awesome local Calgary comedian, hilarious musical act. Check him out.
Right on, man. Thanks, Dan Gary.
All right.
See you bitches later.
Later.
Inconsequent on your daddy's bed. Say regret. Daddy's flannel pajamas that you lent to me. That you lent to me. So I could be comfortable.
Thanks for the pajamas.
While I sleep with his daughter.